Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free as we kick off hour number three, Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features at freetalklive.com are totally free, so do enjoy those. They are on us. So, Mark, I just stumbled across an example of a hit piece. A hit piece against a helpless plant. A plant that can't defend itself. It's just something that grows in the earth naturally in many, many warmer climates, including Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to share this with you because it's just a really biased piece from 10wavy.com. 10 on your side as a warning for parents about an herb your kids may smoke to get high. It's called salvia, and it's perfectly legal to buy, even though some say it's as dangerous as LSD. It comes in a plastic disc about the size of a half dollar, filled with a dried herb called purple sticky salvia. The package says it's incense, but teens say that's just a smokescreen. Quote, these are some quotes from teens. Mm-hmm. When you inhale it, it just makes you go to your own little world. It's just an eerie feeling. Sometimes you see people and wonder why they're there. When somebody's doing it, people are sitting around watching them do it because it's kind of like an event. The Norfolk teens who made these statements say they smoke purple salvia just for the fun of it. They even record their entertainment so they can laugh at it later. In fact, I've seen some videos of people recording their salvia trips. It's fairly amusing.
Okay.
They're on YouTube and Google Video and that sort of thing. But parents may not think it's funny. Users say it produces hallucinations similar to LSD. Salvia looks like a common garden plant. It's in the sage mint family and grows wild in Mexico. But it's very easy to come by here in Hampton Roads. You can get it online or even in some stores. We sent an undercover buyer into a Norfolk flea market where we found it. One of these discs costs us $35. Sounds like they got ripped off. But one teen we talked to named David says he paid a friend just $8 for one pinch. A cheap high. But one Suffolk doctor says users could pay a much higher price later. The drug is an escape drug, says Rick Brummett, and there haven't been many that haven't had some harmful effects to the body. He's an anesthesiologist, so he knows something about mind-altering drugs. Though I don't know what his evidence is. He certainly doesn't cite it. There have been people using this drug for hundreds, maybe even thousands of years. The original purpose, how it came about into popular use is from the Mexican, I believe, the Osakan Indian tribe. Their shamans, their healers, if you will, would use this particular plant to go into a shaman state where they would, meet up with, I don't know, the bears, the animal versions of your person, your persona, you know, some Indians believe in that.
Your totem? I don't know.
Yeah. You know, they'd go into their shaman state and do their shaman thing with this drug. And that's how it got popularized. So it's been being used for a long time. And to be fair, they do point out that it hasn't really been studied yet. And that, of course, is what scares the anesthesiologist the most. He says there may still be a lot of information coming about this, he said. He says the DEA is monitoring emergency room admissions, and he thinks that the feds will make it illegal someday. But while they collect this real-life research, these teens could end up like lab rats. Several states have banned salvia sales, and several others are considering legislation. But it is legal in Virginia. Wavy News 10 did some additional digging and found out that Virginia does not classify salvia as an illegal drug, but the city of Norfolk does. Officials say it's a designer drug that imitates other illegal drugs. a designer drug, I don't know if this is just the officials not knowing what they're talking about.
Yes.
Or the reporter not knowing what he's hearing. Because a designer drug is a chemical that somebody creates. It's not something you can just go out and harvest a plant,
right.
Shove it in a pipe and smoke it.
A designer drug would have to have been designed.
Yeah.
And therefore, a plant that grows naturally can't be a designer drug. Especially a plant that grows wild can't be a designer drug.
Not at all. You could, I guess, technically, genetically modify the plant.
But then at the very least, you'd be growing it in rows on your genetically altered designer plant farm. You would not be picking it out in Mexico and selling it online.
Yeah, so this is just an article or a news story full of misinformation. Oh, though, by the way, the city does say they plan to investigate the vendor who sold us the salvia.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's right, because if you crack down on the guy at the flea market, that's really going to stop kids from getting their hands on this drug, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and if the feds make it illegal, that'll put an end to it all, won't it? Then people will really stop smoking salvia. Of course not. It would just be another prohibition on another drug, and it wouldn't do a darn thing except raise the price. In fact, it might actually drive more users to LSD.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, they make the comparison twice in this article. I mean, right there, the top of the article, the actual title is Purple Sticky Salvia, the next LSD? Well, salvia only lasts for 5 minutes.
Mm.
Like, the peak effects of salvia, maybe you're looking at a 10-minute-long thing total after you sort of on your come down and
so
everything.
So when do you sort of recover?
What do you mean recover?
Well, you feel normal again.
It's 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, 15 at most.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a very short-acting drug. And to compare it to LSD, you can really only compare the psychedelic, I guess, effects of the drug, not the actual length of time. If you take a hit of LSD, you're going to be tripping for 4 to 8 hours. It's a little more intense with LSD to, you know, I understand.
And therefore a little more dangerous. I mean, you know,
right.
Plenty of things can happen between, you know, minute one and minute 90.
Right.
You know, that would require you to be of a, you know, sort of straight frame of mind, whereas not as much can happen between minute one and minute seven that would require that to happen.
Things can happen, to be fair. I mean, salvia is definitely a mind-altering drug.
Sure.
I've tried it a few times, and I've never gotten to the point where some of these other people have. Like, if you go to Arowid.org, mm-hmm. Arowid.org, great site for real, honest drug information, and people's personal stories about using the drugs. If you go there and read some of the stories, it'll just blow your mind what some people have experienced on salvia. I have not experienced the shaman state yet. I have not experienced, there was one guy on video, I think it was Google Video, where he talks about how he's like fallen into his couch. Major hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten it, but a lot of people have. And it's important, there's certain steps that you want to follow to be safe. If you're going to use this, and again, Free Talk Live understands that kids are going to use drugs, so we think it's important to give honest information to help them be safe while they do it, you want to have somebody there as a sitter. You don't want to do it alone, because there is a chance. I remember reading one story about a guy that found it when he came to, he found himself climbing out his window.
Wow.
From the second story. So, yeah, you are hallucinating. You are completely not yourself at that particular point. And so it's important to have somebody else in the room there who isn't also smoking salvia at that moment, so they can sort of just keep an eye on you to make sure that you just stay in your bed or stay on the couch and
mm-hmm.
and enjoy your experience and not go out and do something stupid or dangerous. And to the same extent, LSD, also similar recommendations are made. You want to have somebody there who will, you know, keep an eye on the trippers and make sure that everything goes as smoothly as possible. But to suggest that salvia is anything like LSD, I think, is really intellectually dishonest. It's not. It's a very short-term drug, and LSD is very long-term in comparison. And I think if you make salvia illegal, people are still going to use it, but I think it'll drive more people to LSD. Because if you start making comparisons, because what you're going to do, what you're going to see is more articles like this around the country as the feds, for instance, start, if they pass, if they make salvia into a Schedule I drug, if they make it as illegal as LSD and marijuana and the other Schedule I drugs like cocaine, then there's going to be major news stories about it, touting how this drug is like LSD and now it's illegal. Well, that's going to make some people interested in salvia, but it's also going to tell the salvia users, hey, if you haven't tried LSD yet, well, the feds think this is just as bad, so why don't you try that? Then you'll trip for 4 hours.
And salvia has a unique selling proposition. It's legal.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this and, you know, pay for it or whatever, and it's legal. Whereas, you know, once you take away that unique selling proposition, then
what's competing with LSD?
It's competing with LSD, and LSD has more value because you trip longer.
800-259-9231, Future of Drugs in America. Your thoughts about whatever's on your mind as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That is the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 for all your voiceover IP needs. Packet8.net. You can join us on our website, by the way, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features there, completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their website. Well, we give you an entire year's worth of archives right there on the front page of the site for your download and convenience, completely free. So enjoy them at freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Well, If it's the war on drugs, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Jack Cole, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. We were talking about Salvia, a legal drug for right now in most U.S. states. There
it probably doesn't have long.
Yeah, there are a handful of states who have already passed laws against it.
Mm-hmm.
And the feds obviously considering passing laws against it because we in the United States believe that if you pass a law, a problem just goes away. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't work that way at all. When you pass a law, it goes underground. The product or the service that people are voluntarily transacting in on their own just doesn't go away. It just gets more expensive. It becomes the product that gang members are slinging around instead of legitimate businesses that have a, you know, a phone number and an address and some place that you can contact if there's a problem. You know, somebody you could possibly bring a lawsuit against if they rip you off or something like that. No, now it goes into the underworld. Now it goes into the land of gangs.
I mean, imagine the difference between the grocery store selling you a carrot and, you know, the pot dealer selling you a bag of marijuana. Who's liable here? Who would you want to purchase from? What's the atmosphere in which you'd like to make this transaction? This is what government getting involved in this, you know, these transactions results in.
Yep, you talk about the atmosphere.
It
I mean,
clearly doesn't result in less marijuana being purchased.
Heck no, because it's the number one cash crop.
It's the number one cash crop. And
Salvia be number two if they make it illegal.
That's going to happen.
Because nobody buy. I mean, most people don't buy Salvia. It's not a very highly consumed product amongst the drug-consuming population. But it's growing in popularity specifically because of all the attention being brought towards it. Because of all the hit pieces like we just read. Let's go to the phones and talk to Mark in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, good. Great. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to your last segment when you were talking about Salvia, and I did a little bit of research because, well, one of my biggest pet peeves is the drug war, and anything legal that, you know, I can do safely, I'm all for. So I did a little searching on the Internet, and I just happened to go to eBay and typed in the word Salvia.
Mm-hmm.
And over 340 things popped up.
Oh, sure. It's easy to get your hands on.
So you can get it right on eBay?
Yep.
Wow.
Sure. There's websites out there that sell it. SalviaLite.com is one that that I've done business with.
And I was just looking. What was that article saying? Something like 30-something for half an ounce or a little?
They didn't claim what the amount was. They just claimed that it was $35 for a small little, I guess, plastic disc that has the salvia in it.
I found an ounce here for under $9.
That's all. Oh, you're talking about the leaves. Okay, what we're
actually
talking about
is for incense.
Yeah, there's different versions of salvia available. You can get the salvia leaf, which is essentially just the leaf from the plant dried out, and you can pack that in your bowl and smoke it. Or you can get the salvia, the extract, which is where they essentially boil out, or they do some sort of process to the leaf, to the dried
that's
leaf.
Here too.
Say what now?
They have that here, too.
Right, that's the hash, right?
It's essentially the hash version of Salvia. You get 5X, 10X, 20X. There's even, I think, a 40X out there somewhere.
Yeah. Wow. As though you could tell what the 1X versus the 5X versus the 40X looks like.
And well, looking at a few sellers here, that looks like Missouri, Delaware, and Louisiana, they're not allowing it, or at least they won't ship it there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few places where, you know, people need to look elsewhere.
Yep, that's true. Get a get a mailbox or get a friend in another state, have it shipped to him, and then you can ship it into yourself. There's plenty of ways to get around the law, and you can bet that people will do so if they continue to pass more laws as they're expected to do when it comes to this drug. Now, have you ever actually tried it, or were you just looking around for information?
I was looking a few places, though. My online payments were a little iffy. I have credit issues, so I went and looked for something that was with PayPal, and eBay popped right up.
There you go.
So.
Well, Mark, good luck, and let us know what your experience is if you actually give it a shot. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
It's amazing. I mean, you should people right there on eBay.
Sure. Well, it's a legal product.
It is a legal product. I mean, it just goes to show you, oh, my goodness, this stuff's been around 100 years.
Thousands.
Thousands. Well, it's been a long
time. It's a plant.
It's a plant. It's been here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, apparently we're not all going to hell in a handbasket.
No, can you imagine that? You take control of the airwaves,
it's
you bring up whatever
you
want. It's
the war on drugs that causes the popularity, it causes people to do it. That is what goes hand in hand with drug use.
It's true. Let's go to the phones, talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, you can take control of the airwaves. What's on your mind? Free talk.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I've been doing some research, casual research, not real heavy, on the RIAA, just trying to figure out, you know, their main operating procedure.
The Recording Industry Association of America?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And since you guys are in the radio industry, and Ian, I know you have a background in FM radio, I was hoping maybe you could give me some insight.
Okay.
Because I'm familiar with payola, which is where they, back in the past, they would pay off stations to play certain songs more often than others.
That's correct.
So they obviously, with that, realized that more airtime equals more sales.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
That airtime is basically that radio should be seen as a promotional vehicle.
Correct.
So why don't they realize that ASCAP and BMI license just hurt them? Why? I mean, it seems like a complete conflict of interest there.
Well, I don't understand. Maybe it's just an old way of doing business, and they just have yet to figure out that letting people use their product is a good thing. I think they feel like they can benefit by having the law on their side. That way, if there's a restaurant or a bar or something that's performing their music without permission, they can sue them and get some cash settlements or get some payments that way. Maybe they just view it as a way to make a little bit of extra money on the people that violate the law.
Well, I mean, that's where I'm confused. I mean, obviously, with payola, they realized that it was good promotion, and it's just like they want to determine where their stuff is promoted, or
maybe it has to do with the fact that radio stations might have identified the music, maybe identified the song as opposed to just playing it in a bar or something like that.
I don't know. I can't explain it entirely, but I can tell you that writers receive money every single time their song's played on the radio somewhere in the world. So I know you got to follow the money. I can't tell you exactly, but maybe they just can't negotiate it out of the contracts because, you know, songwriters realize, hey, this is the only way I'm ever going to make any money. Or, you know, maybe, you know, they may not realize, but they decide that that's...
You bring up a good point nonetheless, and I think it's important. And I think that the RIAA is going to be... They're in their death throes. I mean, they're trying to keep their old-school business model alive by threatening a bunch of lawsuits on other people. And eventually, technology is just going to get to the point where the RIAA is completely useless. And I hope more artists start stepping away from the old methods of distribution and move into the 21st century and connect directly with their listeners. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Have you ever wondered about what the mark of the beast is in chapter 13 of Revelation? What does 666 really mean? Or about the harlot church of Revelation 17? Or about the beast of Daniel in Revelation? Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the foremost scholars on geopolitics and popular talk show guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. Dr. Michael Kaufman is recognized for his penetrating analyses of global events and has used his information to almost single-handedly stop the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity from being ratified by the U.S. Senate 1 hour before the Senate was to vote to ratify it. Order World Events and Prophecy now and see why those who have seen it say it is one of the best DVDs on the subject. Order now at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. That's 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the Packet 8 toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, over 900 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. So head over there, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams. The key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 1-800-657-5066.
There you go. Kidsjourney.com. Our number is 800-259-9231. There's a story in the news, I guess. Declan McCullough at CNET is reporting it, about a wireless hacker who's been sentenced to 15 months in prison after his Google searches were used as evidence to get, evidence against him. Now, they're claiming that he's a hacker, but I don't know if that's really the case. The case, as I understand it, is an example of what a lot of people do on a regular basis, and I think they do it without even knowing they're violating the law. What they do is they log into unsecured Wi-Fi,
okay.
Unsecured wireless internet access.
Right.
For instance, when you go and you buy yourself a brand new router and you plug it in, you essentially most people don't configure it. They don't know better. They don't read the instructions or whatever. They don't comprehend the instructions if they do read them. And so they leave their wireless router completely unconfigured. If you plug stuff into it, if you just turn that thing on and do a very bare minimum of configuration, it'll work.
Yep.
So most people get it to the point of
operation.
Yes, operational. I have my internet access.
That's all that matters to them.
Now, unfortunately, so can everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't secure your wireless router, then anybody who's sitting out in front of your house in their car or their van or whatever sitting there on their laptop can get access to your internet, to your connection, and they could also get access to any shared folders you may have on your local network as well. So there are good reasons to secure your wireless network. However, the question becomes, if somebody doesn't take the steps that are necessary to secure their wireless network, should it be illegal for someone to utilize said wireless network? Because that's what this guy is serving time in prison for.
I don't think so.
You say it should not be illegal?
No. I mean, if you leave your front door open and somebody wanders on in and takes a look around, no.
Now, if they come in and they take some stuff out of your house...
Yeah, but he didn't take anything from these people.
No, he didn't. But he did take internet access.
He used the internet access. But, I mean, I just don't see that that's... No.
There's a certain point at which he could have abused the internet access, but most people who log into wireless networks are doing it because they're away from home and they want to check their email, or they need to download something, or there's something that they need to get done online. For instance, you sit at an airport, you'll use their wireless network to get some emails checked or get online and surf around or whatever. You're not doing it to maliciously harm the network owner. You're doing it to simply get online. That's what I would say probably 99% of people that access wireless networks are doing. They're just getting online. There is a chance that you could get on there and suck up all his bandwidth. You could get on there and run a bunch of bandwidth tests and, you know, completely wipe out their bandwidth for a little while. And then the person sitting inside the house, if there was someone home at the time, on their computer might notice that their internet connection was slowing down. They might wonder what's going on if they weren't aware that, for instance, you were sitting out in front of their house on their internet connection. Or in some cases, some neighbors get on other neighbors' internet connections. You know, they may not want to pay for the access. And so the argument could be made, Mark, that you're stealing from that individual. That individual's paying $50 a month for internet access, and you aren't paying a dime.
It's a fixed cost. They're paying $50 a month in internet access, whether or not I'm on their line. And that person has, you know, opened up their little radio waves for anybody who wants to. The argument really can't be made. Now, the argument might be made by internet service providers that want you to pay
for
service individually every single time.
Could very well be. And I do agree with you. I was just pointing out what some people would say about this. Yes, if you open up your wireless internet and you don't secure it, if it's completely unsecured, as far as I'm concerned, that's like it's like an open house. It's like throwing open the welcome mat, swinging your front door wide open, and inviting people to come in and browse around. That's the digital version of what you're doing. You're throwing out a digital welcome mat because your wireless router at all times is broadcasting an ID that says, here I am, here I am. And so anybody with a wireless card will be able to pick that up, and if it's unsecured, log in and check their email. What's wrong with that? Do we really need to be putting people in prison over this? Because that's what's going on now. And I don't understand how people can get caught for this. I mean, I think probably for the most part, you'll get in and get out and nobody will ever know that you were there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
In most states, I believe this is illegal, as I understand it.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's for the reason that you suggested. Maybe because the internet service providers have lobbied for it.
Mm-hmm. It's always the big guys.
And
they can afford to.
So I wonder about that, you know, like what if would it still be illegal? Like what if I made my ID code, there's this thing called the SSID that your wireless internet router will broadcast,
mm-hmm.
and you can change it usually. Most of the time it's the defaults to the name of the router, the company that makes the router,
right.
So Linksys or Netgear. You can change it to whatever you want. So what if I change it to come on in? You know, does that essentially make it so that anybody that gets on my wireless router is no longer violating the law? Or is it the law applies to every single wireless router that's unsecured?
Well, what if you make name your router, the password to this router is, colon, and then
yeah.
you put the password there. And then therefore they type in the password in order to get online.
So I could understand that if somebody was getting into your router and doing malicious things, you know, breaking into your computer or deleting files, damaging you, then you'd have something. I think then you'd have a property rights violation. There'd be
sure.
a problem there. But if you're just broadcasting your wireless internet, regardless of whether you know it or not, because just because you're ignorant of the technology you're using at your household,
right,
should not make it so I'm responsible because I knew that I could take advantage of your ignorance.
There's some consequences to using technology. You know, if you're ignorant to how a pistol works, it might just kill you.
You're not harming anybody by checking your email or surfing the web on somebody's wireless connection. And as bandwidth continues to increase, as it is, because if you've got two companies in your area, you've got, a phone DSL provider and a cable company, you'll notice that over time, they'll continue to one-up one another. That's what happened where we came from, and I'm hoping it'll happen here in Keene, where we currently are sometime soon, is one provider will say, so-and-so across the street is getting too many customers. Let's up our bandwidth. So they'll double their downstream. They'll double it from 2 megabits to 4 megabits a second. Which is what it is around here. It's like 4.5 on Time Warner. Verizon's got it at, I think, 3 megabits per second. Now,
Verizon's
a little bit slower on the downside, but Verizon's twice as fast on the upside. So there's competition here. And over time, the bandwidth is going to get even bigger. So even if they're just surfing the web on your internet connection, you'll never know it. It's not going to be a detriment to your internet connection.
At some point or another, it's the websites that are slowing it down. Usually, I think it's your computer that's probably, in some cases, it's the computer.
You got spyware and stuff on your computer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely going to slow you down. So as long as there's nothing malicious going on, I don't see why this needs to be illegal. But if you think that it should, I'd like to hear from you. Maybe there's something we're missing. 800-259-9231. Should it be against the law? Should this guy have 15 months in prison because he logged into somebody's wireless internet access? 800-259-9231. On the way, we're going to talk about coin melting. I thought it was old news, but Mark, you're saying there's something fresh to talk about here. So we'll discover why the feds have apparently made it a crime to melt down pennies. You take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, it is your show. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this, the Tuesday edition. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. We do give them away for you for free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their website. It's all for free. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 300 of our listeners have done. You can get on board for as little as $3 a month. It's a totally voluntary option. It's above and beyond all the free stuff that we give you. It's essentially just a way for you to register your appreciation for the show and to help us out, to help promote Free Talk Live, to get us on more radio stations around the country, to get more people listening online. It's working, and all it is $3 a month. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it and to learn about the perks that you'll get your hands on. Also, there's another sort of voting, sort of rating system that we're participating in now. And I just want to take a moment now to promote it, because we need to be doing better than we currently are. It's digg.com. Mm-hmm. That is it's a very popular website on the Internet, especially with the younger generation. And it does tend to have a kind of a heavy tech skew to it. So kind of like the techie geek types are more interested than others. But there are different categories on this website. And what they've done recently is they've started a podcast section on Dig, and they've categorized the podcast as well. We're getting trounced at Dig. Like, on Podcast Alley, we're number two in the world. But on Dig, we're wiped out. If you look at the news section, we're number two under the news section. But compared to the technology podcast, we're just getting our butt kicked. And so what we need you to do is go to dig.freetalklive.com. That's dig.freetalklive.com. And dig up Free Talk Live. It's easy. You just go. You get registered for Dig. It's free. It's a free account. That'll probably take you a minute or so to get registered. And then you click the Dig It button on the Free Talk Live podcast. And our Dig count will go up. We're currently in the 200 range. This isn't a once-a-month thing. This is a one-time only. You dig it once, and you're done. So once you go to dig.freetalklive.com, you don't have to go back. It's easy. And it helps us out because it'll help continue to propel us up in their ranking systems, and more people will find the show as a result of that. So, dig.freetalklive.com. Let's talk about money, Mark. Coinage.
Yeah, I'd like to see if I can get through this. On December the 13th, United States Mint officials said they were making it illegal to melt pennies and nickels and to take a large amount of the coins outside the country. Under the new law, anyone convicted of melting the coins or leaving the country with more than $5 in pennies and nickels,
oh my gosh,
or shipping more than $100 worth, would be punished with 5 years in prison and or a fine of up to $10,000.
Holy crap, I didn't realize it was that serious.
Can't move your coin collection out of the country now, folks.
Wow.
Why the drastic steps? We are taking this action because the nation needs its coinage for commerce, said stated Mint Director Edmund Moy. We don't want to see our pennies and nickels melted down so a few individuals can take advantage of the American taxpayer. because of current zinc, copper, and nickel prices, pennies and nickels are cost the mint far more than the coins are worth. For example, as the as of December the 13th, announcement pennies were approximately 1.12 cents.
Sent to manufacture.
That's to, they're worth 1.12 cents in metal.
Ah.
Nickels similarly were 6.9 cents in metal. That's 39.8%, almost 40% above their value.
Mm.
They're worth more than their, you know, than the face value.
Right.
So for obvious reasons, when the metal value of a coin exceeds its face value, it makes people wonder if they could make money by selling the coins as scrap metal. According to the Associated Press, when all production costs are taken into account, the U.S. Mint now spends 1.7 cents to produce each penny and 8.34 cents to produce each nickel.
Wow. You know, in a marketplace, this would never happen.
Never happen.
It's not fiscally possible.
No.
Only a monopolistic organization like the government can pull this sort of thing off.
No, so
and the only way they can do it is by continually passing laws to restrict your behavior. This, you know what this points out, Mark, is that you don't own your coinage. You thought you owned your coin collection, but oh no, if you try to take it outside of the country, you'll all of a sudden discover differently.
Or melt it down.
Right.
And the other thing this points out is that collecting silver dollars and you know, gold coins and all that stuff doesn't make nearly as much sense as collecting pennies and nickels.
Mm.
These things, immediate return on them. Anyhow, therefore, since the mint produced approximately 7.86 billion pennies and 1.42 billion nickels between January and November, the U.S. Mint itself, by making pennies and nickels that were worth less than their face value, actually cost taxpayers roughly $105 million in just the last 11 months.
Wow.
Tellingly, there are alternatives the Mint could have employed that would have mitigated these costs and inhibited the exchange of paper money for coinage at banks for the purpose of melting. Instead,
well, before they go, I don't know if they go into the alternatives, but the real alternative and the thing that really would have prevented this from happening is if the Federal Reserve System was never created, because it's inflation that is making this happen.
Yeah.
And to an extent, the marketplace and the price of copper and all the other the metals that go into the coins. But think about it. This never would have happened in 1910.
No.
Because once the Federal Reserve System was put in place and the federal government was able to turn on the printing press and print out as much money as they wanted to, that essentially made it so the value of money consistently dropped, and so therefore you continue to see prices rise, and that's why the price of manufacturing pennies and nickels has now risen beyond the value of the coin, the stamped value on the coins. It's because of inflation. The government created this situation. As with so many government programs, the government creates the problem in the first place and then believes it can fix the problem
by
passing
the law.
More laws.
Yeah, another law. One alternative would have been to stop producing pennies and nickels altogether, thereby stopping any potential coin melting by saving the mint tens of millions of dollars in production costs. And many other countries have done just that. Instead of using small coinage, they just round up or down any transaction. A second option many other countries have effectively employed is changing the metal content of coins by replacing the costly copper, nickel, and zinc with steel, tin, or some other less expensive alloy. We did that during World War II with pennies.
Yeah.
So why the heck aren't they doing that? Well, who cares? Because they're idiot
politicians. They don't have to.
No,
I mean,
they
they've got a bunch of money, and they can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, they could just spend our money as they wish. So why would the Mint go through all the trouble of minting pennies and nickels that cost taxpayers millions of dollars and cost businesses millions of man-hours by forcing them to count, package, roll, transport the coins, and then spend the time and effort to draft laws prohibiting people from melting down and transporting them when other efficient solutions would have done away with the possibility of people choosing to break the law by melting coins anyway? The foremost reason is that when nations choose to eliminate their smaller coinage or degrade the metal content in their coinage, it is commonly a telltale sign of the currency's devaluation. To discontinue production or shift metal content would be a blatant admonition of the loss of purchasing power of the dollar.
Yes.
And it's beneficial to hide this so as not to damage the dollar's reputation, even if it means losing millions in minting costs.
Mm-hmm.
But after all, it's not their money.
Right. Who cares?
Currently, the dollar's position as the world's reserve currency is very precarious.
It is indeed.
Several central banks around the world, including Russia's, Sweden's, and Qatar's, have announced that they're reducing dollar holdings. Most recently, even China has indicated that it will reduce dollar holdings.
I don't blame them.
The fact that pennies and nickels are now worth more for their metal content than their 1 cent and 5 cent face value is indisputable proof of how much value the dollar has lost since its founding.
Yep.
This is not good news for the U.S. dollar, whose reserve currency status is largely built upon confidence that will remain a stable store of wealth. If the dollar continues to fall, so will international confidence in the dollar. The loss of the dollar's reserve currency status will be a disaster for the U.S., and the fact that the government is hiding how much value the dollar has lost shows the seriousness of the threat.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know enough about the world reserve currency status that the dollar has. I don't really understand that very well, but I can tell you that I believe this. I know that they state that it's the world reserve currency and that it's becoming worth less and less over time.
Sure.
And I do know that there are countries, you know, that are, you know, getting rid of their stores of dollars. And I know that can't be good.
No, it's not good. And I believe Wayne explained to an extent why it's bad last week. And I'm sure you can ask him again for more detail if he comes in tomorrow. But, yeah, it's not good at all because it shows that the world isn't confident in the dollar. And if the world isn't confident in the dollar, it's only going to be a matter of time before Americans themselves lose confidence in the dollar.
Sure.
And as you pointed out, it's all based on confidence. There hasn't been silver backing for dollars in the longest time, since the 1930s.
Well, 60s, even if it was an international status. But still, I mean, yeah, just not there.
It's just bad news. And these other countries can see the writing on the wall. They can see how fiscally irresponsible the United States politicians are being. And it's all their fault, Mark. All of it. I mean, from the creation of the Federal Reserve to the insane fiscal policies of this government today, the debts, the deficits, all of it all factors in. And one of these days, we're going to pay the piper. One of these days, something really bad could very well happen to the monetary system here. It's happened elsewhere. There's no reason why it can't happen to the good old USA. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. David.